Hello and welcome back to Small Talk. We've got another great episode ahead as we chat with a pair from Colorado College. I'm your host, Katie Mucci. Each week on this show, we highlight the past and present of Division III, with both current and former student athletes joining to talk about their experiences, their favorite on-campus spots, the craziest road trip stories, and more. This week, we're chatting with James Settles, a current member of the cross-country and track and field teams, alongside Alex Nichols, a former member of the team and the current head coach. The two talk about the best spots around Colorado Springs, their favorite memories from competition, what they hope for the future of D3, and more. Thanks for joining this week. Now it's time for some small talk.
Hi, I'm James Settles. I'm a member of the cross country and track and field team here at Colorado College, and I'm a senior.
Yeah, I'm Alex Nichols. Class of 2008 from Colorado College. I ran cross country and track and field during my time, and now I'm the head cross country coach.
Thank you both so much for joining me today. I'm excited to chat with you. As I mentioned before we got on here, quite a bit of familiarity with Colorado College, so excited to hear about how things are going on over there. The first thing we'll talk about is on-campus life. So out in Colorado Springs, you guys are there. So James, I'll have you start this one. Alex, you're obviously still in town, so you probably still maybe hit up some of your favorite spots from when you were in school. But James, when you and the teammates are hanging out around campus or on campus, what are some of the best spots you guys go to? And then Alex, if you just want to follow up and see if that's the same from when you were a student athlete or what's different?
Yeah, so for me, I think some of my favorite spots on campus are, I like Shove Chapel. It's very quiet. It's a good place. When me and my teammates hang out together, we like to go to the esports lab. Like on weekends, we're multi-sport athletes. So yeah, that's where we hang out.
Yeah, so I don't think esports existed when I was at CC. So I don't know. Being in Colorado, being outdoors, definitely spent a lot of time just hanging out kind of on the grass berm over the soccer field. Having picnics, just stuff like that, enjoying the mountain view. It's a really nice place to be. So maybe a little bit more outdoorsy than James here, apparently.
I like that on the weekends, we're multi-sport athletes. That's good. Being that you guys are, you know, right in the mountains and everything, do you, and maybe this is a coach question, do you allow them to go out, do too much hiking or anything up in there, or are you trying to keep it nice and easy during season?
No, I absolutely let people take advantage of going out into the mountains. I think that's one of the really cool things that we have going for us is just the access to trails. And so we'll do that as part of training, going out for like long runs, trying to kind of introduce people to the area because that was one of the things I really enjoyed here. But if they want to go on some hikes, as long as they're careful, I think that's something that they can do on their own too.
Definitely a great recruiting tool to be in Colorado Springs and near the mountains. So now, not exactly on campus, but still in the Springs, what are some of your favorite local restaurants or coffee shops or whatever it may be? What are some places we need to visit if we're in town? And Alex, you can start this one and then James follow up.
One place that's been around for quite a while is Poor Richard's. It's kind of a bookstore, coffee shop, restaurant, all combined, toy store even. And I'm pretty sure he's a CC grad himself, Richard Scorman. He's been involved in local politics too. So it's just kind of like a cool full circle place to go. And it's just a couple blocks from campus. So as a student, I would go there pretty often. And now after graduation, still like, you know, do a lot of my holiday shopping and things like that. Poor Richard's is a very fun place to be.
Yeah, for me, a place that's really popular with the team is King Chef's Diner. It's kind of like a greasy spoon diner type deal. It was even on, I think, Guy Fieri's Diners, Drives and Dives or something like that. And it's great. They've got like huge burritos and stuff. So we'll go and get a breakfast burrito after a long run or something like that. And we've been going since like as long as I can remember, like even my freshman year, I remember going.
Okay. Is that the one that has like the burgers with the melt or the crispy cheese that was on Diners, Drives and whatever the show's called? There's another spot if not.
There's been a couple places from the Springs featured on that show. This one I think is famous for its breakfast stuff, like huge portions of breakfast food, which works out really well for distance runners. But yeah, no, it's good. And it's nice too, 'cause they have a lot of vegetarian options and stuff like that. So like the whole team can go.
That's awesome. Now I know where to go next time I'm in town. I do love breakfast. So that's in town. Now let's talk about on the road. And you guys being in Colorado, usually when I'm on this podcast, I'm saying, oh, in D3, you don't get to travel a ton. But you all don't have any D3 schools near you. So you probably do travel a bit, especially within the conference you're playing in. So I'm not going to ask you how you traveled. I'm hoping it's on a plane if you're going too far. Otherwise, you might get around Colorado to some of the D2, D1 schools for competition. But when you're hitting the road, maybe for conference championships, or I know you both have been to NCAAs, what are some of the cooler places you've gotten to go during that time? James, you can start this one. And maybe some touristy experiences too.
Yeah, well, we were just in St. Louis for the WashU Distance Carnival, and we got to go to the zoo, and that was pretty awesome. We got to see the hippos and stuff like that. That trip was really nice because we had kind of a lot of downtime because there was 2 days for the meet. So we actually got to have a real tourist experience. Usually when we travel, we're in and out pretty quick, so we'll usually be in the hotel. But I think my favorite thing to do when traveling is we go to a meet in Occidental. Sometimes twice a year, but usually at least once. And they have a donut shop, like in downtown Eagle Rock. And so we'll run from the track after all of our races are done and go to the donut shop and have like five or six donuts after the race. And then they always ask us like what we're doing here. And every year we get to say like, oh yeah, we're here for the track meet. I just PR'd today. And they always love that for some reason. They think we run like 20 minutes in a 5K or something. So when we tell them that we ran less than that, they're amazed.
That's awesome. Alex, how about you? What are some of your favorite trips you got to make?
Yeah, I'd probably say the West Coast trips were some of the most exciting ones for me. Yeah, being able to get on a plane. I'm from Minneapolis originally, so I was thinking back, and I'm pretty sure the first time I saw the Pacific Ocean was on a cross-country trip. My freshman year, I made the regional team, and we got to stay the night after the race and like just go to the beach and hang out for a little bit. So that was pretty memorable. But yeah, even going to like the Northwest and in the fall, it's super beautiful there with all the leaves changing colors, and just yeah, getting to see different parts of the country has always been really fun.
Very cool. Now let's talk about academics, so the student part of student athlete. James, what is your major currently?
I'm a computer science major and religion minor.
Okay. And Alex, what was your major when you were in undergrad?
As an English major and an Asian studies minor.
So probably not a lot of overlap between all of those. But I guess Alex, for you first, since you're the one who's graduated. When you were making your college decision, obviously Colorado College, beautiful location, great school in general, but what really drew you out there to do that and then to pick those majors?
Yeah, I mean, kind of the whole package of CC is why I ended up here. Everything from the mountains, but then also the block plan, which the way we take classes here at CC is just one class at a time for 3.5 weeks, and you end up covering the entire material of a semester within those 3.5 weeks. So it's pretty different, but that was something that definitely appealed to me as a high school student who I kind of would always juggle different subjects, and just being able to dive into one thing was really cool. And as someone who is, interested in English and literature, just being able to really, like focus on one book at a time instead of a bunch of different assignments. It was, yeah, just a cool place to be, I guess.
Definitely. As an Asian studies minor, did you get to do any international trips for that with your classes?
I actually didn't. Yeah, but again, with the block plan, being able to essentially in the upper level language classes, you're speaking that language during class for 3 hours a day with the professor. So it's not exactly like going abroad, but a pretty immersive
Yeah.
experience when you're in the class.
Definitely. And James, how about you? When you were making that decision a few years ago, what drew you to CC?
I'm in the same boat as Alex, pretty much. The block plan, I think, was a big part of that. For me in high school, I really did not like busy work, like all the little things you would do that to me seemed like kind of pointless. And so on the block plan, there's really not much of that, which I really enjoy. But yeah, it was the whole package between athletics and academics and, of course, the location.
And since you're in the thick of it still, James, is there a favorite class you've taken or maybe a favorite professor you've had?
I think my favorite class was probably for my minor. I took the Quran like a couple blocks ago. I think it was maybe fourth block. And that was probably my favorite class at CC. Really liked that class because we just went really, really in depth about the Quran, pretty much. It's very cool.
Very cool. All right, now let's get into some story time. So the first thing I want to hear from both of you is your funniest or craziest, but appropriate story from your time while you were competing. So James, I'll stick with you for this first one.
Yeah, I guess specifically while competing, the funniest story that I can think of was, and it's maybe kind of slightly gross, but I was running the 10K at Wichita last year, and I don't know what it was. I think I had like a ton of hummus before my race. Like it was a late race. It was something like 10 or 11 PM. And those are always kind of difficult to fuel. So for whatever reason, I thought it'd be a great idea to have like a lot of hummus and like tortilla chips before my race, which was pretty like a terrible idea. And I really paid the price because in the last like five laps of the race, I think I threw up like six times. And there's a great video of me coming down the final stretch and I just turn my head to the side and I puke everywhere like 20 feet before the finish line, and it was disgusting. Yeah, it was really gross, but it was really funny. The video is hilarious.
That's the one thing, as someone who's worked at a conference office, having to run a cross-country championship, I know exactly where not to be towards the end of a race, because that happens more often than not, I would say, that someone does something. Alex, how about you? What is one of your funniest or craziest stories?
I mean, one of the crazy things that now as a head coach that I look back on us doing was that during the track season, we would always go to a meet in Grinnell, Iowa to compete against a bunch of Division III schools there. And we'd take 2 days getting out there on a bus. It was a really long drive. We'd get there like late at night, but it was a tradition that we had to go bowling. So that was like always on the schedule that we would go bowling. We'd compete the next day, and then we would drive without stopping after the meet was over all the way back to campus. And this was like 15 hours in a bus with the entire team. I don't even think we got to shower afterwards. And so when you're post meet in a bus for 15 hours with your team, I don't know if I can share all the things that went down, but it was just a very memorable and crazy experience to be driving through Nebraska at 3 a.m. after competing in a 5K that same morning. Yeah.
I bet. Now that you're coach, what's the longest bus ride you're making them take?
We actually next week we go to Wichita, Kansas. So that's a decent drive, but luckily we get to finish the meet, head back to the hotel, get some sleep, and then make the drive the next day. So it's probably like 7 hours. I think it's pretty
seven manageable. Hours isn't too bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's talk about favorite memories. I know you both have had success in your careers. I think you both won conference championships. You both been to NCAAs. It could be one of those. It could be something else. What is just a favorite memory that you look back at your time competing? And James, you first on this one.
I think the thing that comes up like right at the top of my head would be when I won the 5K and the 10K at the conference championship my freshman year. I guess I just had like no idea what was going on at that time. Like I didn't really have any perspective for what other competition outside of the conference was like, or really what a championship race would be like at all. And I remember talking to Alex before the race, and my PR I think was like maybe 15 seconds faster than the next guy or something. which I thought was a lot. And so I was so nervous to race them that I just wanted to like go out and try to run my PR so that I didn't really have to like interact with them during the race. And I remember Alex telling me like, no, you can't do that. You're going to run these paces. And then the last like mile, you're going to speed up. And then the last 800, you're really going to go. And I really did not want to do that because I was so nervous. But I did. And it worked out pretty much exactly as Alex said it would. And yeah, it was just a great feeling because it was also during COVID too. So to be able to like, or more towards the end of COVID. So to be able to like travel and have an experience like that. And yeah, I don't know, be with the team on that day. It was just really fun. So I feel like that championship is kind of like, I always, when I want perspective on racing now, I always think back to that championship and think about like how different things are now.
Awesome. And Alex, how about you?
Yeah, for me, definitely championship experience. My senior year, we managed to qualify both the men's team and the women's team for cross country nationals. So that was a really big experience. And it happened to be back in Minnesota, actually on the course that I raced the state meet multiple times in high school. So getting to go back there as a senior in college after running in high school on that same course, and then just being there with all, you know, 16 of us who were traveling, and most of us were seniors that were a part of that team, and just having like tons of family show up and friends that I hadn't seen in a long time, even some high school friends who went to St. Olaf and Carleton who were at that meet that I hadn't seen in like 4 years. It was just kind of a really memorable full circle moment. And yeah, that race was one of the best ones that I've had in college, and it was like the perfect end to my cross country career at CC.
That is a really cool full circle moment to get to go back to that course, and very cool. Now we're going to kind of start to wrap it up and talk a little bit more about Division III. So as you guys know, this podcast is part of our 50th anniversary celebration. So all year long, we've been celebrating 50 years of Division III. So the first question I have for both of you is, what does it mean to you to be or to have been a Division III student athlete? And I will start out with you, Alex, on this one.
I guess it really is the balance of Division III that I enjoyed. And now as a coach that I really appreciate, just being able to have students who really care about the sport, but are able to kind of do both at the same time successfully. That's something that I really enjoyed at CC. And like, I was really serious about running and I'm serious now, but I also think just the balance of Division III and getting to be so focused on academics at the same time is something just really valuable to the college experience. So the way that they work hand in hand here is something that I think you just wouldn't get necessarily in other divisions. So yeah, that's probably what it comes down to.
Right, and James?
Yeah, I think the balance is a big thing for me. What I like most about D3 is I think that, you know, people aren't running because they have to, or because like they have a scholarship and they have to improve or they have to meet these times or anything like that. Like I really do get the sense that people in D3 really just love competing in track and field and cross country. And it really shows in the small kind of tight knit community that we have, like being able to go to meets like the one we just did at Wash U, for example, and being able to talk to guys from other teams who I know and who I've raced against like multiple times, and being able to build those bonds and like have those friendships and just kind of like share our love of running and competing with each other. I think it's really cool.
Great. And my last question for both of you. So once again, we're 50 years down in Division III, many more to come. So you're going to kind of guess, you're going to kind of make your thoughts on this. What do you see, or what do you hope to see for the future of Division III? And we'll go the other way. James first, then Alex.
Yeah, I mean, the last couple years, especially in running for D3, have gotten way, way more competitive. Like people have just gotten way faster. Like I think there's a statistic that only a couple years ago, maybe in 2019 or something like that, there was 10 guys under 14, 10 maybe in the 5K. And now there's probably like, I don't know, like 20 or 30, like something like that, like 10 guys in history as opposed to 20 or 30 guys, like in the last, you know, two or 3 years. So D3 has just gotten so much more competitive. And I think increasing the competitiveness while also maintaining that like kind of love of the game that I talked about earlier, I think that's what I would like to see the most happen in the next 50 years.
Great. Alex?
Yeah, I agree totally. I think D3 is going to keep getting more competitive. But I think because of the D3 model, I'm really hoping that the competition can improve while still being sustainable and being something that enhances student athletes' experience. So, you know, I tell the team this all the time, like you can take running really seriously, but you should also be enjoying it. So I think as long as people can still enjoy whatever sport they're doing, then that's going to lead to being more competitive probably across all sports. So yeah, hopefully the love of the game is still there in 50 years. That's really important.
Right. And I actually want to throw one more question at you, Alex, because I forgot to throw it in here earlier, but you head coach now at your alma mater. You've hung around Colorado Springs for a while after graduating. You've done lots of other things, ultra marathoning, all that kind of stuff. What brought you to be a coach at CC, whether it was assistant coach before and now head coach? What has made you stick around this program?
I mean, especially getting more serious into coaching, I think it's realizing that, that I can help people improve in ways that maybe they couldn't even see coming themselves. And, you know, when I coach someone who has a PR one day and runs something that they never could have expected out of high school, that's like, I think one of the most rewarding things in the world. And so as I kind of became more serious in coaching, it's like, how can I do what I'm doing and just do it better? So I think it's always, as I've progressed through the years as assistant coach and now head coach, it's just going back to that original idea of how can I help these students achieve things that they never thought possible.
Very cool. And then when they get a PR, they get donuts. I think that's what I heard, James. Or you just tell them
exactly.
You got a PR, even
yeah.
If you didn't get one.
Exactly. Yeah. No PR, no donuts is how it works.
No PR, no donuts.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much for being here today. I had a great time chatting and good luck the rest of your season.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
To everyone listening, thanks for tuning into this episode of Small Talk. We post new episodes every Thursday. To follow along with everything Division III, you can find us on social media at NCAAD3 or NCAADIII. Make sure to join the conversation with us all year long by using the hashtag DIII50. Have a great day, and we'll see you for some more Small Talk next week.